Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hey, hey.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up? Spring has sprung, stylies.
Still.
Ooh, nice.
Still. When does summer start?
Nobody June? Really knows.
Is it June 21st?
Summer starts once the beers have been cracked.
Yeah. Once, yes. I couldn't think of it. I was trying to think of a baseball thing. But baseball's already started. Now, you guys going to many baseball games out there? Jeff, I know you are trying to hit up as many as you can.
Sure, yeah. You know, I don't feel at home unless I'm sitting baseline.
Baseline.
That's what they call it, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Along the baseline.
Yeah.
Sitting baseline.
You kind of said it like the way you're sitting courtside, sitting baseline.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cool. Jeff, you do like baseball games, all right? You've been to a few.
Here's the thing. I like drinking with my friends in the sun.
Yeah. In the sun. That's a big
deal. If there happens to be a ball game going on, fine.
Well, what if we
I'm
all
not
went to
stop
the...
stop them.
When the Olympics come around, we go to the Olympics and drink some beers out in the sun, our track and field event.
Yeah, sure. Don't get hit by any javelins.
Well, sure. We watch a few relays, you have some beers, you're happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like
that.
Yes.
Speaking of athletics, which in a way use the body.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, how's Jacked by June coming along? Hanford gets healthy, Dutton edition,
Jacked by June. Here's the thing. I went today. Chest and triceps.
Triceps. Damn. That's the back of the arm.
Word around the gym? I hear whispers around the gym.
Oh, no.
They're starting to say, Jacked by May.
What? No.
No.
I shut it down. I said, guys, come on. Give me a break. June is fine. Also, the branding is better.
Yeah.
Hanford gets healthy. Dutton edition. Jacked by June. Yeah. Not Jacked by May.
Yeah.
You need the alliteration. It's catchy.
Yeah, Jacked. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Muscly by May.
Oh, that's not bad.
Muscles in May.
Tim, you want to do Muscly by May?
Muscles appearing by May. No, my thing was that I, you know, Hanford gets healthy. Jeff is Jacked by June. I've just been sticking with the M drive, but M drive in May. May drive.
May drive.
You know what they say? Muscles in May leads to Jacked by June.
April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah. And then the rest.
An update on the M drive front.
Mm.
They got back to me and they sent me more free M drive.
Really?
Yeah. So a big thank you to M drive, which is my protein drink that keeps me my high performance rise and grind set lifestyle.
Sure. Body and brain.
I'm going to be carrying that through. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Free of charge.
Charge. Free of charge over here. Did they give you the two huge ones?
I specifically asked for, M drive lean.
Ah. But did they give you the big bags?
Is it a barrel or
the big boys? Yes.
They gave you the big boys.
Yeah, right.
That's so great that they probably just were like, who is this DMing us? And they looked at your stuff like, oh, he mentions us enough. give him some powder that doesn't work.
I tagged them in all my posts for months now. And no, I said I'd plug them on the pod. Here I am plugging them on the pod. I'm a man of my word, you see.
Yeah.
They don't want to sponsor us. They could have ads during the show like they used to, and that no longer happens. But at least I'm getting May Drive lifestyle.
Tim, this is a host read. That's top dollar.
Yeah.
We should be getting, you know, some good hookups for that.
Oh, really? Do people not talk about a product all the time on their podcast only to get one free bag of the product?
Bag of powder. Well, you know what I'd like to mention? I'd like to mention Schweppes Ginger Ale. I'm drinking this stuff by the liter. 33.8 fluid ounces.
Is anything in your field of vision, you just sort of want to give it a shout out.
No, this is, I've been drinking this. It's good.
It was in your Stop. Hand and you wanted to point it at the camera.
I started a couple weeks.
You couldn't keep this to yourself. This is too good. I got to go public with this.
You wanted to point it at the camera. All right, all right. You got me.
Did you hear that Sierra Mist is not now called Starry?
I've seen ads for Starry.
Yeah.
And I like the little characters. It's like a lemon wearing a lime outfit and a lime wearing a lemon costume.
What?
Yes.
That's fun.
I didn't know that Sierra Mist. That's interesting.
Is it the same taste? The same great taste?
I think so.
I hope they made it more like Sprite.
Somebody posted on Instagram that like a convenience store had put up a little, printed out a piece of paper and put it on their fridge saying like, just a heads up, Sierra Mist is now Starry, just so you know.
Yeah,
they probably had so many people going like, hey, where's the Sierra Mist? Now, Jeff, I cut you off when I wanted to do my Schweppes dry, cool, premium ginger ale.
Yeah, you sure
read,
did.
Sponsored read. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to ask Tim, regarding the body and health and such, how goes the snore adventure?
Oh, Jefferson, you just opened a can of worms. How much time do we have? Do we want to do this Keir drink, or should we just simply skip it?
No, we got time. Milk it, baby.
Okay, so to catch up to listeners, I have not a normal snore, but an insane weird snore that started in December. I went to the doctors. A whole team of people looked at me, and they recommended gadouge, surgery to fix my deviated septum because my nose points to one side and one of my nostrils is tiny and the other nostril's huge. Gadouge, tonsils removed. I don't need my tonsils out, but they're big tonsils, and I got a small throat and not a lot of air passing through due to my deviated septum. And then the surgeon also said that while he's in there doing my deviated septum and my tonsils, that he would lose the uvula free of charge.
This is the one that I thought was, I don't know if that's...
Mike, they are going to scrape him out like a jack-o'-lantern.
I know.
They're going to grab that little shovel and just sort of scrape it all out.
It's kind of a melon baller, just
put a little LED on his tongue and walk him around in October.
So a lot of slopheads DM'd me and were like, Tim, don't do it. You know, I got my uvula out. It hurts so bad and now my voice is different. Like lots of people saying... and a lot of people, my parents were kind of scared. They're in general, parents don't like their sons to get all hacked up for no reason. So they were like, could you just do the deviated septum, but then not do the other stuff? And I was like, no, because my doctor is like saying it's a health insurance thing. I
can't, my doctor's really pick a madman. You can't say no to this guy.
Well, if you tell an insurance company, you say the word snore, they stop listening. That's not a health problem to them.
Right.
That's a my pee, not a their pee, you know?
My pee, yeah. TV.
Yeah.
But the doctor was sort of like, well, deviated septum is a legit problem. I could, you know, and tonsils is another. Anyway, a lot of people have been trying to talk me out of the knife. And in the meantime, I had already gone to this other snore doctor that deals with sleep apnea. And
these
I
guys
didn't
must
know
you.
If I had
they
apnea.
Must go, when they do their poker night, they're like, yeah, I used to see Calpacas. I could not tell him.
It's the Beverly Hills sleep doctor is playing poker with the UCLA neck surgeon. Basically. I talked to the apnea doctor. She wanted me to come in for a sleep in a lab with sensors on me to find out if I have apnea. For those who don't know, sleep apnea, I thought it just means like you wake up gasping for air. It's not necessarily that you wake up gasping for air. It's that your muscles get so relaxed that it's kind of closing down your throat and you're just not getting enough oxygen. So even if you're not having choking events, you're just living with not enough oxygen. You're going to age faster, as I am, and you're going to get high blood pressure. I mean, I've noticed in the last year, my hair turned white and I look old. And I do think that the oxygen could be the problem.
Well, you made the good point where you're just like, you know, you think it doesn't matter, but you spend a third of your life sleeping. And if you're not getting oxygen during that time, like it's going to take its toll over
a long enough timeline.
And then I got you guys flaunting the oxygen. Oh, yes. Breathe, my friend. Breathe.
But Tim, you recently got a
Yes. So.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't sleep in the lab. I did a home sleep study where they mailed me some sensors that I put on my head. Actually, there wasn't. It was on my chest and my finger. I got, and it zapped.
Then why'd you say the head?
The finger's breathing fine.
Well, because head will be coming up soon, my boy. It zapped the data. All this stuff's really fancy now. It's like apps and Bluetooth. And it zapped the data to my doctor who said, Tim, you tested positive for sleep apnea. So this is different than the surgeon. This is just the apnea lady. Mm-hmm. And they sent me a sleep apnea machine. And I can't believe that this is the long-term solution for sleep apnea. They're trying to tell me no surgery, but that this is what I do is every night of my life from now until I pass away, I have this little machine like the size of a VCR on my nightstand hose that goes over to my bed and then it comes down to the top of my head and it plugs into a mask that shoots air into my nose. And I am only three nights into using this fucking thing. And I was hoping maybe I would wake up with extra pep in my step because I was finally getting enough oxygen. But as of now, I'm having bad sleep because all I do all night is think about the air hose on my face, you know?
Like, yeah,
is
it working? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, it's a nice tight seal and the hose is not, it's not getting in the way. Like I sleep on my side and I can switch from one side to the other totally fine, but it's just the, it is doing a Darth Vader effect because it's blowing air. So when I suck it in, that air shoots in. And then when I exhale, there's a little bit of resistance. I'm like pushing it out of my nose. And weird. It's just, here's the thing. It's not super cool.
Yeah. Is the machine loud?
The machine itself? The machine is like this.
Oh.
But here's the weird thing.
That's nice white noise, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I've talked about, I got into this whole thing. I didn't care about oxygen. I didn't care about high blood pressure or aging my body too fast. I cared about the Snore, right? Because I was using the Snore Lab app. And on a regular night, I take part in what is called epic snoring. And my snore score is typically out of 200. I'll typically regularly score like a 120, sometimes 180, 190. Crazy loud snoring, and then on a great night for me it's like 60 or 80 is 60 is probably the lowest I would ever snore. 190 is a bad night for me. Mm-hmm. I turned the Snore Lab app on while I had the CPAP machine hooked up to my face. My snore score was a 5.
Wow.
So the air, the pure pressure of the air is opening my nose, so the deviated septum doesn't matter anymore. Damn. It's opening my throat, so the uvula and tonsils don't matter, and it's launching air into my big open head.
Wow.
Damn.
Tim, this is exciting stuff because
I know
there are solutions to, you've identified the problem.
Huge.
You are gathering solutions, gathering the information. Yep. I love it.
I'm kind of like a
You love
a
when
scientist.
Things are working. You know what I mean? Yes.
But I just don't know the end game.
It's only day three, Tim. Yeah. You're going to have a pep in your step. I just know it.
Yeah, 3 days is not, that's crazy. That's not long enough.
Let's say I start to get a lot of oxygen. I feel fantastic. I can watch a movie without falling asleep, unlike pumping iron, which I snored through. But
which you can hear, folks, we talk about on the Blowout this week.
Patreon.
Loving it, but I nodded off twice just because this is what I do if I watch a movie after 10 p.m. But I guess if I acclimate to this machine, I start having wonderful deep sleep full of oxygen and I am happy and peppy. I still don't know that I'll stick with the machine. That's kind of maybe a sign that oxygen is good, but maybe I'll get the surgery to let more oxygen into my nose.
Yeah. You know, before you were saying like, you know, people, your parents don't want you to get surgery. The thing I've always heard is like, doctors usually don't want to like do surgery. Like that's always kind of the, like, if you don't have to cut someone up, you shouldn't. But yeah. That's just the advice.
Last I resort.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you do go under and people die, you know, like Donda died during a like cosmetic surgery, you know?
Right.
Sure. It's that voice, Tim. I don't want you to the voice is a big part of your personality.
Yeah,
look,
so
hey,
one slop
I'm
head.
I'm not thrilled with the personality, but it's what you know.
Well, I'm kind of a gravelly guy. I don't want to.
Right.
I mean, I don't love my voice. I would do a crapshoot and see what other voice I get.
Wow.
Maybe I'll win
but
the
you
voice
can't go
lottery.
Back. There's no edit undo.
But see, I think your voice is a big
maybe
part.
Maybe I sound like Celine Dion.
I think your voice is a big part of your humor, though.
I think you'll go from Cookie Monster to Big Bird. That's my guess.
It has to be a Sesame Street character.
Hi, Snuffy. Well,
a slop had DM'd me and said that they had had this kind of exact surgery. And I was like, did your voice change? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, how? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, well, how? Like, higher, lower?
Use your words.
Smoother, gravelier? And he's just like, it's just different. I was like, okay.
He's like, send me two recordings. And you know which ones to send. One before and one after. How'd it change?
Yep.
Damn. Well, Tim, keep us updated, man. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
Yeah, it's really fun and it's really good.
You want to get into some booze news?
I would love that.
Should I hit it?
Bip, 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 bip. Booze news, hit it. I'm taking booze news was sent to us by Dan Padley. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. That was based on our song I'm Taken off of Dancing on the Wind.
Oh, was it? Was he doing the same melody? I couldn't really tell.
Yep. Same chords.
Okay, same chords.
Chords.
I like that sound in the background too. There's like yeah.
Patterns.
That was kind of cool. It kind of scratches your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
It's AMSR. ASMR. Padley's doing AMSSAR.
Oh boy. You know, to those out there who accuse the Sloppy Boys of not supporting the slopheads in return for the support we receive from the slopheads, mm-hmm. listen to this. Mm-hmm. Dan Padley is sort of a prominent slophead. He's on the Discord, which you can gain access to if you subscribe to our Patreon. We've gotten to know, we met him at a show in Chicago, very nice dude, very supportive slophead. We know the guy, we love the guy. He played a gig in LA. He's a guitar player, wonderful jazzy reverby guitar player. And me and Mookie went to his show at Hotel Cafe, had a blast.
Oh, nice.
Hotel Cafe, that's a nice legit venue.
Ooh, that's cool.
So any slophead's thinking, "Oh, I go see Sloppy Boys shows, but they don't come see my shows. You're wrong.
Tim just takes, they probably think. Not so, listeners.
Well, I was going to go to one of his shows in New York, and I had COVID. And then the next time...
Oh, I had COVID when I went to his show, yeah.
And the next time, I forget why I couldn't go. I think I had a show myself. I had to show myself some TV shows on TV, so I wanted to do that.
You had to show yourself out. What's the actual booze news there? Does anybody have any?
I have some. Now this is interesting. We've been tracking the chartreuse shortage. You guys recall this mm-hmm. situation that's been going on?
Yeah, that was big chartreuse news.
That was huge chartreuse news.
Can't believe it sometimes.
I think Mike, maybe you first brought it in. You were talking about how it was like there was like a bottling issue and just in general bartenders couldn't get chartreuse and liquor stores couldn't get chartreuse. It's a very hip beverage.
Yeah.
But nobody can get their little mitts on it in 2023. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Now, I had lots of slobheads had sent us articles and stuff about this, and it was more from the demand end, talking about, hey, you can't get chartreuse anymore. Well, here's the thing. You know that chartreuse is made by Carthusian monks in France, mm-hmm. and it's a secret recipe that only two of them know. And they make it on a monastery, and it's this whole to do. And there's a documentary, a silent documentary that we have to watch for our Patreon someday. That's like 3 hours long, and it's just the monks that make chartreuse liqueur, which is a secret liqueur made from like 140 herbs. Anyway, this has been the situation, and I wasn't really, I didn't know what the deal was with it. And
they
then
run out of monks,
Seinfeld.
The something just happened today. An article was sent to me by an anonymous source who did not want to be named that shared this article with me. This source asked to be referred to as Neil Throat. So you know Deep Throat. So this is
Neil Throat. Throat.
We don't, know who,
Throat.
That, okay. We don't know who that could be.
No. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Neil Throat must have done some real digging, because this is an article in the New York Times that I had not read yet. But listen to this. Leave it to the gray lady to finally get the real scoop, what's been going on. Why is chartreuse hard to find right now? Ask the monks who make it. Just as the herbal liqueur is becoming more popular, the French order that has produced it for more than two centuries is pulling back to focus on faith.
What?
Wow.
It's their choice. It's not that they don't have the ingredients. It's not
amazing.
They don't have the bottles. They are functional monks who worship God, and they pray all day, and they do monk stuff, and then they also make this
liqueur.
They're
funky monks. Functional monks.
They're funky monks. But it's just it's been around for like, you know, centuries, but in the early 2000s with the cocktail revival boom, cocktails like The Last Word use it. So it got really popular, and they were trying to keep up with the demand, and then they just made the decision. We're pray guys. We love prayer.
Okay.
We like God and Jesus and all that type of thing. And that's why we're not getting it.
I'm floored. That's they're sticking to it. That's great.
Here's the thing. Somebody needs to infiltrate the order and get the recipe and pick up the slack.
Do you realize what a good movie pitch that
this,
is?
This would
that
be is, honestly, that's a good Sloppy Boys movie. Somebody was trying to pitch us on doing a Sloppy Boys movie.
Yeah.
Going into somebody was trying to pitch us with like a studio. We got to take those meetings.
No, this was just
somebody had some it was a Sony or something.
Geffen or
wanted to do
Kassenberg,
a movie about us. I don't know. It sounded like we didn't know.
We kind of did have that recently. We heard that someone, a development exec at a movie studio, was like, "What are the Birthday Boys up to? Do they want to write a movie?" And then
we all said,
like,
yeah, on the text chain. And then nobody moved. Nobody budged.
It was like, okay, so now we got 20 guys who are mildly interested. I don't know. What are the first steps here? What do we do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's... I respect the monks for honoring their faith, and I respect us for dressing up in cloaks and going to France and
stealing
the recipe.
So, Tim, they are still going to make it, but they're just dialing it down?
It still exists, but they've just decided to, like, they said...
De-emphasize.
Business growth for growth's sake doesn't matter to them. And right. In the business world, you always have to have growth. So they said they're not trying to meet any demand, and they're going to chill, and they're going to make chartreuse at their own little monkey pace. Not monkey, but monk-like.
Ooh, ooh, ah. These apes are working
I'm not talking ooh, ooh, ah. I'm talking om.
Oh, yes.
Yep, that's the distinction.
Tim, when we, Hanford and I watched the Planet of the Apes movies, and we thought it was very funny when we started them that a production card would come up and say, Ape Films. With the little...
And then you guys... You maniacs! You made a movie! And then one last little thing I just wanted to mention in the Booze News segment is... Remember we brought up recently on the podcast Pittsburgh toilets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a toilet. If you live in Pittsburgh, you go down to your basement... You got a toilet in the middle of the room.
Quite a response online to the Pittsburgh toilet. A lot of people joining in.
Lots of people from Pittsburgh have DM'd us and said that they have Pittsburgh toilets and they love them. And I got some people sent us pictures. Somebody in Ohio had one. And Ohio is Pittsburgh adjacent, so maybe it spreads out. But very legitimate thing amongst the slobheads is... shitting in the middle of your basement with no walls or doors.
That's so funny. It was described. Did you bring that in, Tim or Jeff? Whoever brought it,
Timmy.
Tim described it as like dad's bathroom spot.
Well, you know, a man's throne is his. Man's toilet is his throne. Yeah,
and his crown is his hat that he wears when he shits.
His crown is his turds that he puts on his head and shapes.
No,
into
no, the turds go in the Pittsburgh toilet, Tim.
Yeah, oh, they right. go, yes. But they don't go. They don't flush down. They flush up and out.
Up, up and out.
Up and out. Go, yeah. Quack, quack, quack. Back right back up the butt. Oh, I was trying to get rid of that stuff. I hate that stuff. That's why I put it in there.
I hate that stuff. I flush
all
it.
All right, all right. Booze News is getting a little.
You looked down in the toilet after shitting. Oh, I hate that stuff. Yeah, sorry, we're nasty men.
Yeah, okay. Is that it for Booze News?
I hope so.
That's it for Booze News. Wow.
Hmm.
Now.
Yes.
With Booze News behind us, finally, are we ready to hear about the drink of the day?
Ooh.
I know I am.
Yes. The Kerr. Kerr?
You know what?
Ever had?
Hmm? Last week or when this came up, I kept saying, Kerr, Kerr. Oh, I think it's called Kerr. And then I fucking listened to some YouTube videos, and it's indeed called Kier.
Kier.
Because it's French. You're like, Kier.
Kier. Kier and Eilish.
But then also, I was poking around on the pronunciation guides, and I didn't get... I didn't know... Remember we were like, is it creme de cassis or creme de cassis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know yet, but our good friend on YouTube, Julian Miguel, does have a video how to pronounce creme de cassis, creme de cassis. Maybe I'll listen during the break and report.
Well, what does he say?
He probably says, what is it? Yeah,
yeah. To pronounce this,
this is a liqueur, and it is not just any liqueur, but it is a black currant liqueur. Should I listen right now?
Yeah, just take a listen.
Yeah, go ahead and listen to it.
Okay, I'm listening.
Can you listen so that we can hear
Bonjour.
It?
We are looking at how to pronounce this name, as well as how to say more interesting and often confusing names from French cuisine. This is French for...
He says it's confusing.
Blackcurrant cream or blackcurrant...
It's confusing for him? Oh, jeez. He's
made with blackcurrant
best French-speaking guy we know.
Sweet ass say it?
For reference what in French, it is said as crème de cassis.
Cassis! There you
cassis.
Go.
Yeah, that sounds very French to me.
Yep.
Crème de cassis. I love it.
All right, so the Kier. It's an old French
French, and we were just talking French monks. This is perfect.
Perfect. It's perfect.
It's an old French cocktail. Mm. It's a wine cocktail. And it's an aperitif.
Ah.
Ooh. It used to be called the Blanc Cassis, which means white and blackcurrant. Blanc Cassis. This is an old cocktail. It existed as soon as cassis was commercially available, so like 1841. Very, very old. Although now, it's named for Felix Kier, mayor of Dijon in Burgundy, who sort of revived it post-World War II. 100 years later, in like 1945. This fellow's a diplomat. He's a pioneer of the twinning movement. You ever heard of this?
Twinning! Like,
not dressing similarly, but like sister cities. You ever heard of that? Like Toledo, Ohio and Toledo, Spain are like sister cities.
I know the concept. It doesn't always have to be the same...
No,
name, right? Okay.
A lot of them are cute, and it's like the similar name, or same name, or similar demographic, or size, or a shared history, or similar industries. A lot of times it's to kind of promote business or culture.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Oh.
So, pioneer of the twinning movement, and he's offering Kiers to visiting delegations. He's a good host, you see.
Mm.
So people are kind of coming around after the war, and he's giving them Kiers.
He's giving Kiers.
Which he's giving Kier. And what he's doing is basically getting people introduced to two of their big economic exports. Ooh. Here's our white wine. Here's our blackcurrant liqueur. Don't you like us? You know, that's that sort of thing.
We mix well with others, you might say.
Yes, yes, we mix well, do we not? There were two reasons offered for why white wine is used in Kiers. They were saying that traditionally it might have been red, but that the German armies confiscated the local red Burgundy during World War II, leaving them with just the white. The other explanation is that there was a year where the white wine of the region was kind of bad, and so Kier added cassis to kind of punch it up, which is a familiar story. I feel like we had something, was it at Calimocho or something, where they were covering up shitty wine by adding Coke to it, or...
Yes.
Oh, it was...
I don't know if that was Calimocho, but it was something like that.
The, I think what did we do
Calimocho,
with...
In Calimocho, we were encouraged to use cheap wine, which is nice.
What's the one where we drop the... Kamikaze shot?
Yeah.
That was one where it was like using they found like bad wine in the troops found like bad wine in Japan during World War II, and they to like make it better.
Oh, right.
They like put something else in, a beer in it.
Right? So yeah, you know, there's a lot of like taking lemons and making lemonade in cocktails. So here's what IBA says. Oh, hold on. I'm reading the Wikipedia, and they take issue with the IBA recipe.
What? Really? Somebody else taking issue with the IBA?
Yeah, I know. IBA says 1/10, or like 1 to 10, creme de cassis. Mm-hmm. A tenth of the drink is creme de cassis. In the French 19th century, recipes typically specify more, up to a third cassis. Oh. Now, that's a lot.
Hmm.
And they go on to say, modern tastes find that too cloying. So generally these days, it's 1/5. But here's what the IBA says. 90 milliliters, 3 ounces, dry white wine. 10 milliliters, creme de cassis. A third of an ounce. Here's the method. You pour the creme de cassis into a glass, top up with white wine. No garnish.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all.
Wild. Now, I'm excited for this one because I... A, love getting rid of all the creme de cassis we have because it's spring has sprung season and we've been doing all these berry liqueurs and I'm up to my ass in creme de mour and Chambord and all that. But I've heard, not had a Kir, but I have had its other variation, the Kir Royale.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because
maybe
at
champagne.
The fancy buffet in Pasadena at the Langham Hotel, one of the popular cocktails, you could get a mimosa or you can get a Kir Royale, and that's creme de cassis in champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had it and it's delicious. Now here's what's kind of funny about today. I wanted a dry white wine, so I was like, I'll get a Cabernet Sauvignon, and then I picked out the funniest bottle that I could.
Cab Sauv is red.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You think
no,
it's Sauvignon Blanc?
Sauvignon Blanc. Yes, yeah, yes,
that's
yes,
what I
yes.
did.
But I picked out the funniest one that I could find at Albertsons, which was, of course, Snoop Dogg's 19
Crimes.
Yeah, I
know.
Crimes.
I almost got Snoop's. I'm glad you got it.
What's the the data or the number on it?
The number?
You just said Snoop Dogg's. What did you say?
Oh, the brand is called 19 Crimes.
Oh, 19 Crimes. I thought it was.
And the wine is called Cali Blanc. I took a little sip of it, and it is not dry. I was trying to avoid Chardonnay, and poor Snoop. His Sauvignon Blanc tastes kind of like Chardonnay. So mine's going to be on the cloying side no matter what I do.
Mm. Damn. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Wikipedia, there are a shitload of variations. All these different subs with vermouths and ciders and raspberry liqueurs such as Chambord. The only one I want to point out is what they call a pink Russian, where instead of using wine, you use milk.
Huh. Creme de cassis and milk?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
You know what I was, you know, I'm going to say.
Wait
this
a second, berry and
I mean,
milk.
It just doesn't sound terrible.
It sounds like maybe a sort of a milkshake-y type of thing.
Yeah, not so bad.
It sounds like something.
Nothing wrong with that. Milkshake.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, do we want to prep our Kirs yes. while these suckers listen to the ads?
I would love that.
Sure.
Folks, tune in and turn up. The ads are coming for that ass.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from the Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Cheers in hand, possibly the easiest drink we've made yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Looks good. Looks nice.
Yeah. A big pour for me over here.
That looks great. Yeah, I did a double as well, just to kind of like fill the glass a bit.
Yeah.
I did a baby, but the drink was so easy to make, I had a little time left over, and now I'm shaking up a big M drive.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, all right. Like Sips. Okay.
First impression, definitely better than the Snoop wine on its own.
Oh.
I think I need to put more creme de cassis in this thing.
Yeah?
Because I did a little bit, and then I just topped up. I didn't even measure out the 90. I just topped it up.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Let me do that.
I did it.
Because I'm like tasting none of them.
Okay, cool. Go for it. I did it according to plan, but Tim, how do you feel about white wine in general?
You know, I never, ever, ever, ever order it. The only time I would have white wine is daytime outside fancy event, you know? It's kind of nice. I like it real dry.
Me too.
I really dislike Chardonnay when it's buttery, so I pretty much don't ever order Chardonnay just to avoid that butteriness. So I'm kind of a Pinot Grigio guy. And
is that much drier? Is Pinot Grigio dry?
To me, none of them really taste dry. If I would ask, like, can I have a really dry? What I've learned to say when I'm ordering white wine is minerally. That's a good adjective. If you go to a good wine shop and I'm like, I want a white wine, but I really don't like anything sweet, got anything sort of dry and minerally. And, but truly, I order that less than once a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to a fancy event at like a friend of ours' barbecue or something like that, and there were a bunch of wines left over. It was like, yeah, take stuff home. And I took home a white wine that stayed in my fridge for 2 years.
Yeah.
So like even having it around the house, I do not reach for this stuff.
Yeah, I never order wine. It's always funny. I never like think of it. Even
what about red wine?
Even at a restaurant, too, I just don't even think of ordering a wine.
I like a red wine.
Oh, baby. I love, like, if I'm having a French meal, I want to have a bottle of dry red wine, and I love it.
Yeah, well, Mike Hanford doesn't go to many nice, fancy French restaurants. He's eating McDonald's. He's eating Arby's. He's drinking a milk with a sub.
Ooh, put a little creme de cassis in your milk.
Nasty. Yeah, ooh. Make yourself a little, what is it called? A pink lady? A pink Russian.
Pink Russian. Wine at a bar is always funny to me, too. I mean, depending on the bar, of course. But
what about a wine bar?
That is when I'm like, okay, this makes sense.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm a Cabernet Sauvignon guy, or just any sort of red. When we get to the whites, I tried to go dry, and this isn't as dry as I'd like.
Mm.
It's wet.
Yeah, I've got Chardonnay. It's what is this, a 2020 Oyster Bay. It's New Zealand, so you know that's going to be good.
Ooh. That's interesting because there's an Oyster Bay on Long Island. So.
That's what I asked the sommelier at the liquor store about that, and he said, I really have no idea. Could you please leave?
Maybe sister cities.
Oh, I bet they are.
Can you imagine?
Well, New Zealand is a country, but yes.
Yeah, but the bay.
Wait, it says Marlborough up here too. Huh.
What is going maybe on
that's
there?
Maybe that's a city in New Zealand. Oh, I wish we had a New Zealand expert with us.
Damn.
I'm brought to you, Peter Jackson.
Well, are you feeling, is your stomach rumbling and ready to eat?
Oh, I'm aperitivoed up.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm having
him
drive for dinner, so I'm kind of doing both at once.
Oh, perfect.
Here.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, sure. I already had my salad, and I think I may have stayed keto today, now that I think of it.
No shit.
Hold on. Let me think back.
Did you have croutons on your salad?
Nope. I had...
any meatball subs get in the mix?
No subs.
Did you have a bagel for breakfast?
I did have a fucking bagel for breakfast.
Only in New York, huh?
Yeah, and only in New York. You wake up and one's in your hand out here. Damn.
Hey, Mike, where did we go to? We went to a great bagel place out there.
We went to a bagel pub.
Damn. Tim, have you been?
Never
it's
heard.
Somewhat of a chain. I think it's like it's in there's several.
Oh,
spots.
Is this the one with all the different cream cheese
yes.
flavors?
Wild, exotic, like Cold Stone-esque. Cream cheeses with a whole bunch of like fill-ins whacked in there.
Yeah, it's good. It's a little
Do you
pricey.
Think people
maybe.
Are ordering all those flavors, sure. or is everyone getting chive? You know,
I think people are going nuts.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. Like, you don't see too many people digging into like the strawberry bacon or whatever the weird things are.
Yeah, and they are weird. It's kind of it got that Jenny's ice cream thing where mm-hmm. look, I like a little taste adventure, but I'm never gonna go for like. Lavender basil flavored. Look, when they get a little mm-hmm, too frou-frou, mm-hmm. I can't do it.
I don't like lavender flavored stuff.
At an ice cream place, I love to do the, sure, I'll sample those. You have rose water or you have olive
yeah,
oil.
Right.
Or I love
right,
sampling
right,
them.
Right.
And then what do you want to actually scoops or I'll have the fucking vanilla.
the fucking vanilla. fuck, what was I saying? I was just going to say, oh, yes. What types of bagels do you guys like?
Everything.
Everything. He likes every flavor of bagel. Okay, Tim.
No, Mike, don't misconstrue me.
I like...
I know. You like it all. you like
I
it
also
toasted.
Am an
you
everything
like
guy.
Everything. Me?
Wait, what was that, T?
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I am sesame. Toasted sesame bagel. I love that sure. sesame
That's
taste.
That's nice.
But this morning I had a raisin cinnamon.
Those are great.
That
those
was good.
Great.
I hadn't had one in a long time. I put butter on it, and I was like, wow, I haven't had done this since I was a boy.
Dynamite. That was my move
a buttered
as a kid.
Bagel. That's fun. You think you got to have the cream
Always
cheese?
Always butter on a cinnamon raisin. We didn't do cream cheese at my house growing up, and I thought it was gross till I had it.
I don't like just only cream. If it's plain cream cheese, then I got to put some salmon on top or a tomato or some capers or something. It's
nah,
a little boring,
you know.
but butter nah, butter on know. The bagel. I'll tell you what. But the bagel itself, if the bagel's a little warm and toasty, I don't even have to cut it or anything. You know, you ever just take a whole bagel, you kind of nuke it up, mm-hmm. or you go to a good bagel place, like in Montreal, you go to Saint Viateur Bagels. They're pulling them out of the oven, and you reach down, you know, yoink them up hot. I just eat them like a pretzel.
Yeah, sure.
I thought they boiled potatoes. Bagels, is that wrong?
They boil them
first and then they finish them in an oven.
Oh.
Yeah. have you had a salt bagel? I feel like a salt bagel is dynamite as long as they don't turn it into a pretzel. Like a little bit of salt on the outside is great. Mm-hmm. But what you don't want is just like a big old rock salt bagel.
Yeah, sometimes
a lot of places
really
know
caked.
Not to do that. Yeah.
They know not to do that.
They know not to do it.
Ooh. This is good. This cur is all right.
You know, it's growing nice on me. It's a little room tempy.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my bottles are in the fridge because said that they got room temp already.
Well, yeah, I got my hot little hand on this thing.
because it's a stemless glass.
That's why, Jeff, you need to use a stemmed glass.
Oh.
I dislike the stemless glass for that very reason. It's also less elegant. Look at Mike. Look how elegant he is. Sipping that.
I look like a fucking animal over here.
Mike, you really got a boat of wine in that.
I know.
So hot.
Needle.
Hey, I was at a Spanish restaurant this weekend, and I had sangria. We haven't done that on the pod. It's a popular drink.
No, we haven't. And what is it? It's like the fruit floating in the pitcher of something, right?
Yeah, red wine and fruit.
That's it? No other mixer?
I mean, there's a lot of different ways to make it, but it's essentially red wine and fruit.
It's a bit of a catch-all.
And it's like you put ice cubes in it? Or is it not? What am I thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, the closest we got was probably that Calimocho. That was quite
sangria. Yeah, that was like the poor man's sangria.
We got dangerously close.
The lazy man's sangria.
Close. Pim's was kind of a vegetable sangria. All the,
true.
All that veg.
Pims. Jim Pim.
But Bane? Why now? Why is Bane asking about Jim Pim?
No, that's Connery.
Oh.
Very similar.
Very similar. Very samey.
Would you change anything? How do we feel about it?
I'll do a little more creme.
Yeah, this time. Me too. I put another dollop in there, but I don't know.
Now, this was, I made IBA specs, but Jeff, you said, well, if I want to go heavy creme, it's what, one part, one to three?
One fifth. You'd want to be one fifth cassis.
Cassis. Okay.
Not one to five, but one fifth.
This was one tenth.
Yes.
I could picture myself out in France drinking this during the day. Hey, sacré bleu to you. Hey, sacré bleu. Oh, sir, sacré bleu.
And to you? Oh.
And to you, ooh la la.
Hey, look out. How do you feel about the cassis versus the creme de mour? And then also Chambord. I feel like we have a really great cross-section. Oh, yeah. We did a really nice shootout between these three berry
liqueurs. Well, I don't know if I got Chambord. I think I just used creme de cassis for everything.
Well, you don't get to take part in this discussion, Mike.
I've got all three, but I haven't done a side-by-side taste test, and I simply don't know.
But you kind of did over a month.
But you need to do...
Over a month. Creme de Mour is delicious, but it's a deep, dark, dark flavor.
Yep.
Chambord is delicious, but it's a little Robitussin-y. Yep. So I think I'm a creme de cassis man.
Get out of here. That's the worst one to me.
Wow. Well, do a tasting. I can't... You forced me, ready. Okay, Jeff, now we need to have to calm down.
Folks, Chambord all the way.
Jeff, you want to have these conversations. You won't allow me into it because I don't fit the bill. Now you're yelling at Tim, the only guy who's you can talk to about this. You shoot yourself in the foot. This is why you have no friends.
You both answered wrong.
Don't you see? This is why you're a loser and no one wants to talk to you. You go to parties, you try to strike up a conversation with it.
You
no
exclude
one wants
people,
to talk to
you. You're combative.
You're combative. Everyone wants to be as far away from you as possible, and I don't blame them. I'm left sitting there picking up the pieces.
And not to mention the smell.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to just add more cassis, I guess. Mm-hmm. Any other adjustments on your guys' parts?
I'm sticking to mine because I poured a lot, so I'm going to just hang on to this guy.
That's a big goblet.
You got a big old tumbler
good
full of wine.
Ooh, this will be a good blowout.
Due to being tipsy.
Yeah.
All right, folks, why don't you gander at these ads and we'll come back with round two and some final thoughts.
Ad gander.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back with round two. I just eyeballed this like you would a Godfather, you know?
The movie?
No, the drink, my boy.
Would you not point your eyeballs at the screen if you were watching?
Okay, yes.
Fantastic pair of films.
Pair. Oh, the third one's not as good, though.
Third one, I don't even fuck with the third one, but
ooh,
one
and
two.
Heard this before. Yeah, this is interesting.
Hey, listen, during the break, I had a little time. I did the taste test, Jeff. I had all three liqueurs, and I agree with your assessment. Chambord is the best, then Creme de Mour, then Creme de Cassis.
Damn, nice.
Dude, I agree.
You agree.
I thought you were all were going to be ready to go with Chambord. That's why I brought it up. I wasn't trying to be divisive, combative, because we're so divided
right
now.
Some of us don't even have Chambord.
Yeah.
Chambord is the only one I can imagine sipping straight. The other ones are pretty deep and dark.
Can I? Yeah. I'm a little deep and dark. Can I tell you guys something? I mixed mine up. I put a little chopstick in there and mixed my drink up a little more. I can taste the cassis better. I think it just kind of like, I just added it last time. And
you just got to like excite the glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This is a fantastic drink.
Whoa, Michael.
he likes it. I'm glad. I'm just glad you like it, Mike.
I would have a big steak
with
this
fucking
guy.
God, we didn't do the Kia Royale, because if we did Royale, it would have been champagne and you would have hated it.
That's not for me.
I gotta agree with you. I added more cassis to this one, and it's delicious.
Now, Tim, you have a big, hold your wine glass. You've got one of those big wine glasses. What this is like. You can kind of see how big it is here. Uh-huh. It's smaller. It's like a thicker stemmed.
Yours is correct.
Correct?
Yours is for, yeah, I think that mine is for red wine and yours is for white wine. So I think you're right and I'm wrong.
That's the other, I mean, I don't know anything about wine anyway, but that's a whole nother thing. The glassware. Stemware, I guess.
Sure.
Or stemlessware in your case, Jim.
That's the stuff I don't have is stem.
I actually think there should be more women in stem.
Oh, God.
Stemware?
What? Oh, I can't be completely funny?
No. See, yeah, but that's the thing, Tim. If you lose your uvula, you say something like that, I'm not laughing.
Yeah, because it's all the delivery.
Yeah.
It's all the delivery. There should be more women in STEM.
I don't think you'd be able to do that. That's one of your funniest things, talking like you're underwater. Jeff, you did this a couple episodes ago, but you did like the Homer Simpson or Austin Powers. I can't do it.
Is that it?
Wow, yeah.
What about a little Chewbacca?
Now, audience, chime in. Do you like this, what we're doing now, better, or chewing on Mike better than this?
Do you like anything? If you like anything, let us know online.
Do you like anything out there? Jesus.
All right, let's get into our final thoughts. T-H-O-T.
For me, this is an O-A. This is good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Tim, what say you?
For me, it's an O-A. This is good. This is daytime out on the veranda before dinner.
It's a nice
and
daytime.
And tell you what, for the slopheads in a practical sense, keep a bottle of creme de cassis in your fridge. That way, when you get stuck with the random bottle of white wine like Jefferson, you've got something you can do with it. Turn your white wine red with creme.
Turn your white wine into a white claw.
Yes. Much like Mayor Keir himself. with the second justification of why we do this.
Mayor Keir. Hey, Mayor Keir.
Keir.
And for the slopheads, go on a bramble ramble with a Pimm's cup, stop at a bar and get a Clover Club, and then before dinner, have yourself a nice cold Keir.
Wash it down ramble. With a Keir. That's a spring ramble bamble.
Well, hold on. I haven't submitted my
thoughts. Yes. Good, good.
Folks, I don't care about this drink. Would I have it again?
Fair.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't like white wine, and cassis is my least fave of the springy berry bullshit. So this is a skipper.
Skipper Bill
on this one.
Skipper Bill.
I am, of the wines, I'm a more of a white wine guy.
No.
I think so. Because I don't like... I drink red wine, too, if it's presented. But I never drink. I always just drink whatever's brought out at a party or something.
Sure. You're very amenable.
Yeah. I'll just dump this down Hanford's throat. He doesn't care. No, treat me with some respect. That's what I usually say when I'm leaving a wine party.
I don't just drink whatever. I'm a discerning man.
You did all night, and that's why you're leaving, because you peed your pants. Oh!
I peed my pants because I was nervous. No, I peed my pants because I was nervous.
And I stand by that. I have anxiety.
I have anxiety about drinking red wine. Too much.
Now,
all right.
You guys have heard of the Keir.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
And you've heard of the Bramble and the Clover Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know all the liqueurs and all the Spring Has Sprung line of cocktails tend to have a lot of berry liqueurs in them. Uh-huh. So you've heard of all these things. Yes. But have you heard of the Berry Quiz?
No. Do you administer such a quiz, Tim?
Today is the day that you do the quiz.
Heard of the Berry Quiz.
Oh, man. I thought you were just referring to a thing that is out there in the world.
Just
we
a conversation.
Must do it.
We gotta now do it.
It's not just a conversation piece. You're gonna have to do it. Okay, here's how it works. It's a Berry Quiz. I ask you the questions. You guys blurt out the answers.
It's a blur.
Okay, you ready for the quiz?
Yes.
Sure.
Yikes! Mm-hmm. This is the name of a scary cereal.
Booberry.
Fuck.
Hanford is on the board. Jeff, you're trailing. Fuck. How do you feel?
I feel like dog shit.
Well, you're in a hole, but maybe you can dig yourself out of that hole if you get your rally cap.
Hey, don't drag me. I was a millisecond behind that motherfucker.
Okay, well, you know, in the Berry Quiz, it doesn't matter. Milliseconds don't matter. You lose, you've lost.
Sure. You're out.
Okay.
Yep.
Question number two. Great Scott. This guy made a bloody-handed phone call from the Enchantment Under the Sea dance, did he not?
Marvin Berry.
Damn.
Yes, Jefferson.
Damn. A bloody-handed phone call.
Yes, he is the cousin. The cousin of Chuck Berry, standing in the wings in Back to the Future Part 1. And Part 2.
Your cousin,
really
Marvin Berry.
I love that.
That's such a great,
Stepping on it so hard.
Mike, you were out to an early lead, but now things are tied up. How do you feel?
I'm sort of evened off here. I hope this isn't the beginning of a downfall.
Question number three. Put a bird on this. The dream of the 90s is alive. What type of pancakes did Fred Marion and Carrie...
Berry.
Oh, Marion Barry pancakes.
Man.
Jeff. Ooh. Now, Hanford, you were in that episode.
I was in the fake documentary making of that episode. I could, just couldn't think of it. I was trying to say Langenberry. Is
or Langen... That's the IKEA, or I mean, it's more than IKEA, but yeah, there's a lot of Langenberry at IKEA because it's Swedish.
I had never heard of Marion Berry. I think it's just, it's like local to the Northwest.
Well, I kind of thought when I watched that episode, I thought it was like a fake berry, and then I found it was real. And I'll tell you, I shit you not, I had a slice of Marion Berry pie today at work.
Really?
Somebody's birthday.
Get out of here. I thought it was a joke because of that mayor, Marion Barry.
Right.
Of like, was it D.C.?
Oh, D.C., yeah. I think, yeah. Well, I don't want to stew in this defeat of mine. I'd like to move on.
Yes, yes.
Sure. Every question is a new opportunity, Mike.
Mm-hmm, I love that.
Yeah.
For us.
Next question. Aw. This sweet old lady was a judge on the Great British Bake Off.
Oh. I don't know this shit.
Her name was...
Ethel Berry.
Ms. Berry, I'll say.
No.
Ms. B.
No. Your hint is pretty kind of similar to that last Berry and that mayor we talked about.
Miriam Berry.
No.
Mary Berry.
Yes! Mamie Michael Berry. Ties it up. Two.
Mary Berry.
Tim, you don't want to watch that calming shit.
You know, I love that show. I never keep up on it. And when I watch it, I'm like, this is the type of thing I should watch, but I don't watch.
I was during the pandemic, I watched that show and it like, I was like, whoa, this show's great. One season gone, two seasons gone, three, I'm done. Like it just, all of a sudden I just like hit some type of wall. Not that the show changed or anything. I was just like, nope, I've seen enough.
Yeah. Specific appetites in the panty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, pandemic. Okay.
I miss it.
Like Tiger King. We were loving it.
Right, right, and then right. We're would I watch done with it? Would I watch that now if it was on? I'd probably miss it.
That's a big mm-hmm. old skip.
Okay, next question. Come on, Harry. We want to say hello to you. Watermelon sugar tastes like what berry?
Strawberry chapstick.
Yes, Jefferson Dutton, booze, strawberry, Ganoogers.
Is there something about chapstick?
I just taste like strawberry on a summer evening.
Okay, no chapstick.
I haven't said the word chapstick yet, so maybe Jeff gets like a half a point.
Oh no, do I get docked for saying chapstick?
Probably.
Here's the weird thing. In the Barry quiz, it's perfectly legal to say chapstick at any time you want.
Oh, okay, cool.
You nice. Can say it as part of an answer, before, whew. After. It's so cool. You can basically do what you want.
Nice. Okay, cool. Regarding chapstick.
So far, no weird rules in this quiz. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird rule. You're allowed to say chapstick whenever you want.
No, you can do that on mm-hmm. Jeopardy, I think. You can do that on Family Feud.
Okay, we're in this home stretch here, folks. Only a couple of questions left. Here we go. Ooh. This type of fields forever?
Strawberry, chapstick.
Fuck.
Hanford fuck. Ties it up. You didn't think I would have strawberry twice in a row, did you?
I did not. No. I did not.
Okay. Well, this okay. is the last okay. question. You guys are tied. And it's the final question of the Barry quiz. How do you feel?
We're tied? I thought it was crushing.
Crushing. You're tied 3-3. Ooh. And here's the final question. Mm-hmm. Fats Domino found his thrill on what hill?
Mulberry.
Hanford wins the Barry quiz.
Fuck. Jeff, you got to listen to those oldies mixes I send you.
No. Folks, he just did a slow, deliberate snapping sound at the camera.
Jeff, here's another oldies mix for your weekend. And Jeff never listens to him, does he?
Nope.
Like a beat.
He wants to listen to the latest trap mix
techno.
Or whatever technodrome guy is coming up next.
Is that called like the beat generation, or like, yeah, like that would be referred to as a beat guy?
I wasn't doing anything specific, but like
hey daddy-o.
Yeah, hey daddy-o and such.
Have you know when people do like the snapping instead of clapping, like at a poetry reading or something? Is that real, you think?
Yeah.
Word.
Real as it gets, my man.
Damn. Well, that's great. I won the quiz. I'm going to use my scratch-off money, if that is in fact the prize, to win a bunch of money and see if I can donate some.
Really?
Well, that's kind.
To really causes great. Far and wide.
He's a good man.
I would do that. I would have done that too. So
good. Good.
Yeah. What was that?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
I think that was on your end.
Boys, boys, boys. I don't like being lied to.
What?
There's been so much talk of citric acid and acid-adjusted orange juice and so little action. I've tried so hard to be patient. Maybe what you need is a little push. It would be a shame if something terrible happened to someone near and dear to you.
Guys, it's Joe. Joe Saunders. You gotta help me. I'm in some sort of chemical plant.
Enough.
The game is simple, Sloppy Boys. Either you make an acid-adjusted cocktail, or I do a little acid-adjusting of my own. I look forward to your next episode.
Oh,
no.
My God!
Oh, no.
The trickster has kidnapped comedy writer Joe Saunders of Breadcast fame?
Comedy writer and devoted family man.
Yeah.
How did he get mixed up with the trickster?
I don't know, but that this has gotten sucks. Way out of hand.
That's way out of hand.
I'm scared.
I didn't know the trickster was being so patient with us.
Well, I think the audience, a lot of people on the Discord say, where's this acid-adjusted cocktail y'all keep talking about? It seems like Trickster is one of them, maybe.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait, do we think maybe that the Trickster is a amalgamation
is
of...
Patron?
is it a group of patrons?
He pays $5 or $10 a month?
Or $100.
Or is multiple people?
Boy, it really sends a chill down your spine when you hear that Trickster catchphrase. Boys, boys, boys.
That is scary stuff. And he sounded he did sound impatient and like a little more snarly than last time
he's
we heard.
Intimidating.
He was nice last time.
Well, I don't know about nice.
Well, he left us with a positive, like he was happy that we enjoyed his gift.
Oh, that's true.
He was happy. He was complacent, I guess.
Yeah. So the idea is that we have to make a cocktail of our choosing. With acid adjustment.
Oh.
Or.
Great.
Joe is going to be.
Pushed into chemicals? Is that what I.
Going to be dipped in a vat of acid.
Oh, my.
Like, God. Kind of like the Toons in Roger Rabbit, right? Where they were going to dip
Oh, that's a good point.
Yes, yes.
That's a good point.
I think the Trickster's going to dunk him.
He probably.
Oh, no. In the dip. Getting dunked in the dip.
Wow.
Joe has written for at least one that I know of, animated series. Maybe that's why he picked him for this.
Oh, Solar Opposites?
He's like a toon.
Yeah, he's like a toon. He's the most, that's he's the closest to toons than any of us.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what would be a good cocktail for this?
I say we call his bluff.
We also don't have to do it next week. We could do it in like 2 weeks.
Jeff, he's already grown impatient with us.
He could be listening right now.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
He most likely is.
For any new listeners who don't know about the acid adjustment, I mean, we barely know shit about it, but basically celebrity bartender Jack Schramm, I think, taught us about this. You know, when you got lemon juice, ooh, it's real tart, isn't it? And it's good for making cocktails. And ooh, when you get some lime juice, ooh, it's tart, isn't it? It's really good for making cocktails. And then
you actually say that out loud, both in both cases.
But then when you got some orange juice, oh, it's flabby, isn't it? You try to make a cocktail, it's juicy, it's watery, it's flabby, it's not tart.
That's the word that Jack Schramm used, and a lot of people I see use it, flabby.
Yep. Interesting.
When, talking about orange juice, and I think it's because, and I'm reading into things here, there's a lot of water weight in relation to flavor. You got orange juice, that's a great taste. We all agree.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
But
one of my favorite drinks.
Compared to lemon juice, a lot of water weight. So when you drink that, you'd say, mmm, the flavor's there, but there's a lot of just like, it's a lot of flab.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, for me personally, I think it would be, if we were going to acid adjust some OJ and have tangy, sour OJ that's the strength of lime or lemon juice, I think the best use of it would be something like
sidecar,
just like a simple sour, like a whiskey sour or even a gin sour, because sours, you know, are just like simple syrup, a citric juice, citrus juice, and a liquor. So I feel like it would be one of those ones. Yeah, a sidecar also, or like anything in the sour family that's a simple three ingredient
tequila sunrise,
even a daisy or a margarita. Michael, no, tequila sunrise is gonna be way too sour. We're not doing it.
Oh yeah, because that's like a lot of OJ, right?
Oops.
Yeah, that's a big sip.
I love the tequila sunrise. That was a really good one. But
delish.
Okay, I'm leaning sidecar because that has orange juice natively, right?
Sidecar has has triple sec natively.
So we're looking for a drink that
I would say it's
has orange juice in it.
I think it's cognac and triple sec. Cognac, lemon juice, triple sec. That's true, Jay. So if you did the acid adjusted OJ instead of the lemon juice, it would really lean into that orange theme that the triple sec has kicked off.
Okay. We don't have to pick it here on air, but I do think that.
Let's put our heads together and think all day, every day for a week.
Yeah, and what should it be something that quintessential?
So it'd be something that uses a lot of like lemon juice. So basically, we're just taking something that takes lemon juice and replacing it with orange juice that's been acid adjusted.
Pretty much.
Okay,
yeah, that's why I think it should be like a simple three ingredient something that's just like
where you'd be able to taste.
I'm very used to having like a gimlet. Right, is gin, simple syrup, and lime juice. And if you were to just swap that lime juice for acid adjusted orange, you'd be having this orange gimlet. It would be interesting.
Hell, why don't we go with the Tom Collins?
You know what would be really good would be a fucking Tom Collins is a good idea. That's like a gin sour that's topped with soda. I was just gonna say, like, we know that the margarita, like the Sir Paul McCartney margarita is orangey, and margaritas have triple sec. Tom Collins is kind of a good idea.
Yeah, that would be bringing it back to like episode one.
That was our episode one. Tom Collins, orange Tom Collins.
Let's not pick right now, but folks, we're gonna line up probably the best acid adjusted cocktail out there because we want to save our friend Joe.
This isn't
just for like, oh, let's see if we like it. This is like, let's see if we like it, and let's save Joe's life.
Yeah, right. I was kind of getting caught up in the cocktails, but I want my friend Joe to not be submerged in acid. He's a family man. He's got a kid.
I'm with you. Love that dude.
And also, you know, it's going to be a week between now and then. So I'm concerned.
You think he's going to be tied up all week? Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we should get hashtag don't dunk Joe trending.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't dunk Joe.
And of course, tag at Joe Saunders.
Yes. Yeah, tag him and us and 100 Gex too while you're at it.
Yeah, love the 100 Gex.
Speaking of Joe Saunders, here's a funny fake out. You guys know every week I go into the Sloppy Boys podcast at gmail.com to find a booze news theme that's submitted by Slopheads.
Sure. Yeah, diligently. So
I peruse the inbox over there and I have been faked out many times. There's a Slophead named Joe Saunders. And all the time I go in there and I go, hey, our buddy, comedy writer, family man of Breadcast fame, writer for Solar Opposites, Joe Saunders sent in this email. And I click and no, it's a different Joe Saunders.
Damn. Two Joe Saunderses. I can't believe it.
Yeah. And then there's George Saunders, the writer.
Mm-hmm. And there's George Costanza, the character on the TV show.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, yeah. Also Colonel Sanders.
Right. And also don't forget the trickster. That's on the tips of our brains right now. We got to get this guy.
That's the main thing that we're worried about now is the trickster.
Yeah.
Boys.
I'm shaking in my
boys,
booties.
Boys.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough of the boys, check out patreon.com/thesloppyboys for the good show, The Motherfucking Blowout.
I love that.
See you guys.
$5, folks. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
See you guys next week. Check out the website. Get on board.
Spring has sprung.
Get on board with a sham board.
Ooh. Ooh, that's good.
It's got to be something.
Great job, guys, and great job, folks listening at home.
That's right.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.